Welcome back to another episode of The Coffee Break. This time we are joined by Sean. Cheers, Sean.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. For those who may not have come across you, can you please introduce yourself and tell us what you do at Animoca?
Sure. So I'm a portfolio manager in primarily the venture building team. And my role is very much focused on internal projects, primarily Open Campus, which is such a big project that there's a lot of different verticals to it. And yeah, my role is trying to manage all of that.
So first of all, Open Campus, right, with education, why is bringing education on-chain so important?
Yeah, so I think if you speak to anybody, they will agree that education's a really important thing. But the access to education is something that is not entirely democratic, right? The best education still exists in the richest nations at the most exclusive schools. So when we think of Web3, decentralization, a lot of it is about access and democratization of this access to essentially anybody with access to the internet. And to me, that is why Open Campus is such an important piece of a project, because it does give people a means to actually better themselves through Web3, through the internet, and actually improve their livelihood.
What are some of the biggest things in education that need an overhaul, or something that people maybe aren't necessarily looking at?
Yeah, so I think there's really two key things that come to mind for me. The first is, when you think of classroom-based cohort education, typically it's only going to cater for the average student, right? Which means necessarily the top students are going to be frustrated and not progressing at the pace they want to, and the ones perhaps behind are going to continue to fall behind. Now, what's really powerful is with the internet, and especially with AI, everybody can have a personalized tutor, right? This can truly serve the long tail of learners. And if you just imagine for a second, we can have a future where every person has a personalized AI tutor, essentially from cradle to grave, right? You're born, this AI tutor knows what you've learned. It can teach you the things you don't know. It knows exactly how you like to learn. It can present things in a video one day, in a podcast another, or in a text-based format, all seamlessly. And all of this can be powered by Open Campus. And I think that's a really exciting thing that will actually enable everybody to maximize their learning potential. The second thing, of course, is that none of this comes for free. How do the learners, especially those with lower economic means, how do they afford this high quality education? And that is really where we are pioneering education financing, or what we call EDUFI, and trying to solve this big problem in the student loan scholarships and grants market. You know, the market itself is huge. It's over $2 trillion, right? It's a massive, massive market, which shows the scale of the opportunity and the problem, but nobody's actually tackling it. So to me, that is the second really interesting thing, that when we think of crypto as internet money, is uniquely solved to be positioned on EDU chain and Open Campus.
Yeah, wow. And like you mentioned, obviously, you know, you guys are trying to solve that problem with places that might be, you know, might not have the means. I know you guys are doing a lot of work in Africa, for example. Can you just tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I think, you know, this goes exactly to the ethos of Open Campus, right? Where we have a lot of different partners that actually contribute to the project. You know, we at Animoca, we're a core contributor, but there are a lot of other big partners like TinyTap, like New Campus, who all come in and they support this initiative, right? So to that end, a few things that we're doing that touch on Africa. The first is through our Open Campus Accelerator, we're actually onboarding real Web2 learners through education technology companies and bringing them into Web3. And we've already got about half a dozen projects that are building on the ground in Africa to actually help learners tokenize a lot of their learning achievements to prove that they're learning and actually improve the learner outcomes. On the other end of the spectrum, on EDU chain itself, we've actually got a lot of community builders who are building Web3 educational projects from Africa, right? Places like Nigeria, Kenya, which are emerging hotspots. Even, you know, just this month, we're actually running two events locally in across Africa, where we're bringing together all these Web3 builders to help them actually come into EDU chain and realize their dreams of building these educational projects for their own community.
Wow, that's incredible. So then, speaking about EDU chain, why did you guys decide to build your own L3 as opposed to building on an existing L2 or anything like that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, so when we looked at it from first principles, right, we decided the goal of EDU chain is actually to solve a problem that we saw in the market where a lot of people are trying to tackle Web3 and education on chain, but they were facing the same issues. They all needed a common set of users, learners, which we have access to. They needed a common set of infrastructure, things like decentralized IDs, verifiable credentials that we've already built. And the third is they needed a common set of liquidity, right? Investors, VCs, retail users. So for us, when we think about it this way, actually it's a very use-based product that we needed to build, right? So we didn't actually need to scale economic security. We didn't need to scale our transactions per second or block space. Both of those are perfectly solved by Ethereum and Arbitrum respectively, which actually made building an L3 the actual logical choice for us, because then we actually get to leverage this and focus on those core three things that are important.
So you've touched on EDU token, right? And you guys have recently launched EDU Land. Tell us a bit more about what EDU Land is, how that all works with EDU token and the wider ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely. So on EDU chain, really EDU Land is a place for people who are all participating in the broader open campus ecosystem to actually start realizing value, right? So on EDU chain itself, we have a point system called Yuzu, these cute guys here. And so you earn Yuzu by actually participating in the ecosystem, whether you're part of a partner community, whether you're a builder building a dApp, or whether you're a user and you're actually interacting with on-chain dApps in EDU chain. And you use that Yuzu to actually rent a plot of EDU land, and you can earn real return and yield from that land. So currently, we've got a node rental program that's built on top of the EDU land, but in the near future, we're going to have many different types of assets all across the open campus ecosystem that will be generating return. So the idea is you get your Yuzu, you plant your Yuzu, and then you actually farm that return.
That's so cute. I mean, talking about these cute little guys, Cappy, and Cappy Friends is obviously the official partner, the official PFP, if you will, of Open Campus. What's that all about, and how does that fit into the ecosystem?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? So Cappy Friends actually started really as a community-led project. The NFT collection was actually launched on Base originally. But really, as the community came together, there was really this interest in going, okay, what if we made this the official partner community for Open Campus and EDU chain, right? So we passed a DAO proposal, community overwhelmingly voted in support of it, and now these cute guys are the official mascot. And it's great, right? You see the branding everywhere. And I think, the future vision for us with the Cappy Friends collection is actually for the real builders, the people driving forward the ecosystem, to be these Cappy holders. And you already see it with a lot of the people who are involved on EDU chain in Open Campus. They're proudly displaying their Cappy PFPs, and we hope that more builders will come in and they will choose to be Cappies in this ecosystem.
Yeah, hope to see them everywhere. Well, I mean, you guys are building so much and at such an incredible pace. What are you most excited about for the next couple months?
Oh man, where do I start? I think right now, what's really exciting is we've been running a series of hackathons. So each hackathon is a semester. Semester one, semester two, respectively, had 5,000 developers join. We're now in semester three, halfway through, and the kind of project, the quality of what's going on in there is really exciting to me. I'm seeing some great projects solving the student loan problem, plenty building in AI and education, even some like DeFi AI. It's like a very broad spectrum, but all of them, what is interesting to me in this ecosystem is they're passionate about solving an education. So they might be building something like a Borrow Lend platform, but their long-term goal is how do you solve funding needs for students, for learners, for educators, for creators? And that is the glue that holds the whole community together. And so right now, I'm really excited to see what comes out of that at the end of this month.
So with these hackathons, obviously a lot of the winners, as far as I know, go into an incubation program that you guys help to, you know, develop. Can you tell us more about how that all works?
Yeah, so we're currently on the second cohort of the incubation program. But really what we've seen is that through the hackathons, a lot of the passionate developers come in and they want to build and solve problems, real problems in Web3 and education. But they might not necessarily know how to go out and find users or to go out and get funding for their idea, for their project, right? So that's why we built the OC Incubator. It's a 12-week program. We actually fully remote. We bring in about 30 to 40 really strong builders from the ecosystem, and we help nurture them week on week to help them focus on their traction metrics. We pair them up with growth and product mentors who weekly give them different tactics, different ideas on how they can go and actually build a real business. And at the end of it, they have the opportunity to pitch to KOLs, to LPs, to VCs, and actually the foundation itself. And if you look at all of the existing ecosystem dApps, the vast majority of these guys came through the first cohort of the incubator. So the success model is there. So yeah, we're really, really excited to expand this program and really use it to, funnily enough, educate people on how to actually be entrepreneurs in the space.
So for people that are interested in applying for the hackathons or you know, with the idea of hopefully getting into the incubation program, what's the best way to reach out or to get into that?
Yeah, the first port of call is definitely to go to our X account. All the links are there in our link tree. You can also find details about the Semester 3 hackathon going on at the moment. If you're interested in the incubation program directly itself, you can always reach out to us there. We also have the application form on our website. You can just go to opencampus.xyz or educhain.xyz.
Amazing. Well, Sean, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Cheers.
Likewise. Thanks for having me again. Cheers.
Guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Coffee Break. Stay tuned as we speak to more builders and innovators in Web3.